Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The Bible says in 1 John 5, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. So as our love is made perfect, we keep God's commandments. As our love matures, as our love grows, as we have a perfect or complete love. So look at 1 John 4:17. It says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Now, a lot of people will mistakenly look at verse 18 and say, you know, fear is a bad thing. They'll look at verse 18 and say, see, God does not want us to fear. We should not fear God, because if we fear, we're just proving that we don't have perfect love. And so if we want to have perfect love, we just need to stop fearing. Now, that sounds pretty good on the surface, but it's contradictory to what the Bible teaches. Because over and over again, the Bible teaches us that we should fear God. And if you look very carefully at verse 18, it'll come clear, because it says, perfect love casteth out fear. Okay? So God's not saying, stop fearing me. Get the fear out of your life. What he's saying is that when you have perfect love, that will cast out the fear. So don't get rid of the fear until you have perfect love, is what he's saying. Because let perfect love cast out fear. You see, perfect love becomes the replacement for fear as a motivator for us to keep the commandments of God. Okay, it says here, perfect love casteth out fear, and then it says this, because fear hath torment. When he says fear hath torment, what he's saying there is that fear is not an emotion that we like to feel. It's an unpleasant feeling, isn't it? I mean, fear, if we were to put emotions in a certain category of, you know, happy or sad or hungry or tired or excited, you know, we would put fear in the negative category. It's not something that we like to feel. It is a negative feeling. Fear hath torment is what he is saying there. And he says, he that feareth is not made perfect in love, because what the Bible's teaching us is that when we have perfect love and when we are keeping God's commandments perfectly, we have nothing to fear. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Like, for example, let's say I'm dealing with my children and my children are obeying me, because if they don't obey, they're going to get a spanking. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to be chastened. And by the way, the Bible says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. And so the Bible teaches that we should chasten and discipline our children. Well, if my children are obeying me out of fear because they don't want to be chastened, okay, that's one thing. But as they grow up, they should start to transition to where they don't need a spanking to determine their you know, whether they're going to do right or wrong every time. They start making a decision to do right, not just because they're afraid of getting a spanking, but because they love their parents. And because even more so, they love God and they want to keep his commandments. He's commanded them to obey their parents. So you see how that comes with maturity. Immaturity says, well, the only reason I'm not going to do wrong is because I know I'm going to get punished. That's the only reason. I mean, I am not going to take that cookie out of the cookie jar, because if I do, I'm going to get my hand slapped. That's a bottom rung. That's a basic beginner level of obedience that's based totally on fear. But then as you get older, you say, you know what? Mom doesn't want me to do that, or Dad doesn't want me to do that. I love them. I'm going to obey them. I'm going to respect them enough to do what they say without only needing punishment. Now, look, that doesn't mean punishment is ever going to cease. There's still going to be times when people need punishment, because let's face it, nobody's ever going to be 100% sinless, right? We're always going to still walk in the flesh from time to time. We're always going to make mistakes. So fear and punishment will always play a role. But the more perfect our love and the more mature we are, the less we constantly need discipline, and the more we're doing things out of love in our heart for God.